Hey, guess what? It is episode 100 of this sweet fucking podcast right here. I generally don't reference my episodes within my episodes, but 100 seems like a big number, right? My name is Chris Johnson, and I started doing this podcast almost a year ago. For the actual anniversary date, which is August 14th, I'm hiring a hooker. Do you hire a hooker? I just realized that. You don't hire them, right? You pay for them. What's the correct term if you get a hooker? You pick them up? You bring in one? Either way, she's going to jump out of a cake for me and the cats. It's going to be a wild party up in the fucking apartment. We're going to go nuts. So people have actually taken note of episode 100 coming up. I wasn't really thinking about it. I didn't really have any plans for it. But more than one person was like, yo, what the fuck? What's happening here? You know, 100 episodes of the podcast? Holy shit. You know, I got to do something special. I re-listened to the very first podcast I ever did. I noticed a couple things. One, a lot more subdued than I am right now. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if I just kind of got more comfortable as I was going along here. But it wasn't as animated, I guess. I listened to the opening rant that I had. I kind of laid out my qualifications to the world in episode number one. I guess what I'm trying to do, I'm going to try to take a look inward. Be a little introspective. How has Chris Johnson improved in the last 100 episodes, aka the last year? Let's take a look. The first thing on the list, I have multiple jobs. No! We're fucking clear from that shit. I just got one fucking job. And while it's, it just kind of is, it's still fucking paying me more than those two jobs combined. So there, check one over in the improvement box. Let's see, number two on the list, I'm divorced. That is still the case. And I'm going to tell you this, I have successfully not gone on any dates in the last fucking year. Might be a little pathetic, but I've saved myself a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of fucking annoyance. I gotta admit, though, I have had sporadic contact with the last girl I dated, which is probably really fucked up. We don't really talk, but we kind of talk, and sometimes she sends me a message back. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Well, I do know what's going on there. Nothing, and she doesn't want to fucking talk to me for the most part. The last thing she said to me was like, I think distance is for the better. Things got pretty messy. I don't think friendship is really possible. Hope the job's working out. Exclamation point. I'm reading that message. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to fucking translate that the way I view that message through my fucked up eyes. I don't want to fucking see you. You are a fucking mess, which is why I stopped seeing you. And you were kind of a fuck up, so I don't think friendship is really possible. Hope the job is working out. That's kind of the cherry on top of the shit Sunday, isn't it? So like, wait a minute. Hey, you suck. You sucked before. Don't want to see you again. Fuck off. Hope you're doing well. I gotta be honest with you, though, I wasn't insulted by any of those comments, and I don't harbor any ill will towards her, which probably makes me a big pussy, but I don't care. I don't hate her, what can I say? Next on the list, after I got sidetracked with my non-existent love life, I go to a therapist. I still do that. As a matter of fact, I gotta make a fucking appointment, because it's been almost a couple months, and we got some fucking cleaning up to do in the old noggin. I deal with anxiety, yes. Yeah, that's still there. Panic attacks? Ooh, I haven't had a panic attack in quite a long while. I think I got that shit kind of under control. I gotta do a whole bunch of fucking shit to take care of it, but that's there. Depression? I don't really deal with that all that much anymore, I don't think. I think that's pretty clean as well. Suicidal thoughts? Hey, congratulations, me! You're not suicidal anymore. I think people misunderstand suicide as being, like, for pussies or for, like, people that just can't take life or any of that shit. It wasn't like that for me at all. And I dealt with fucking suicidal thoughts off and on for fucking years ever since I was a fucking kid. If my parents hear this, they'd probably be thinking, oh my god, I never fucking knew that. Yeah, because you guys were fucking terrible and you never knew what the fuck was going on. I always viewed suicide, at least in my mind, as like just something that I felt a lot and it never seemed like a bad idea. What else we got on the old list? Obsessive compulsiveness? Yeah, I'm still a fucking neurotic asshole with everything. I sometimes struggle with self-worth and self-esteem, I said. I still do that too. You might think you're an arrogant piece of shit. How could you possibly struggle with self-worth and self-esteem? I don't know. I mean, shitty parents, a wife that left for a guy with a man bun, a chick I dated just stopped talking to me. You know, shit like that. That kind of creeps in from time to time. I live alone? Yes. Still doing that. And I have two cats. Yes! Yes, they're still here. One of them's diabetic now. So that's where we're at. When I started doing the podcast, I had no idea how long it would fucking last. I don't know if I've ever said this, but part of the reason I did it was because the girl I was dating just stopped seeing me, and I knew she liked podcasts, and I thought she might hear some of that shit. And you're probably thinking, asshole, I've listened to these. Why the fuck would you have her listen to that? Look, I didn't say it was a good fucking plan. It was just on my mind. In all seriousness, Jesus Christ, this is like a goddamn commercial read. I can't even fucking speak. In all seriousness, thanks for listening. Enough people seem to like it for me to keep going. It's therapeutic for me. You can follow on Podbean. You can download the Podbean app, Apple Podcast as well, Google Play. There's a whole bunch of other fucking places it is. I don't remember all of them, but you can Google maybe 5 minutes. Tell your friends. Tell fucking everybody. You got to listen to this crazy asshole. You'll fucking love them. And if they don't, fuck them. You know what? That's what I think about it. New episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. You can follow me on Twitter too, @JohnsonHateYou. Twitter feed still up and running. And I'll be around for another 100. I got a lot of shit on my fucking mind. We're going to keep on rolling.